Hi everyone, and welcome to another Sauntering Podcast with me, Paul White. I'm coming to you from the beautiful town of Weymouth in Dorset by the sparkling blue sea. It never rains, it's always sunny. This podcast began during lockdown. We galloped through or sauntered through many, many books of the Bible now. I'm a disciple of Jesus, and my job is to encourage you and encourage other people to walk with him. Hi everyone, just a little disclaimer. I'm not coming to you from sunny Weymouth after all. Right now I'm in Ukraine and I'm bringing to you an interview from an amazing young woman who has been volunteering in this. And she was born in the USA. Both her parents are Ukrainians. She grew up speaking Ukrainian as her first language. She went to Ukrainian speaking school and church, and now she's an emergency room nurse in the US, and she's here volunteering as part of a medical ministry team, and she's got some great stories I know you're going to really enjoy. I'm today in the back of a van driving somewhere I know not where, and I'm with Mark and Cola and a lady called Victoria who is from the US. Tell us a bit about yourself, Victoria.
My name's Victoria. I'm Ukrainian, but I was born in the United States, and I'm here in Ukraine to just help out however I can and serve. I'm a ER nurse, so I'm here doing some medical work as well whenever I get the chance.
So, without being too specific, roughly how old are you?
Late 20s.
Late 20s. And so she's an ER nurse here from the US, but speaks beautiful Ukrainian. But has some American accent apparently. Just tell us a little bit what you've been doing. You've been in some villages that have been completely cut off and the roads are absolutely terrible. What have you been doing there?
I spent a week long mission with the Christian Mobile Medical Team. That's just volunteer based. It's a bunch of young Ukrainian doctors, nurses, medical staff. And their goal is to tell people that only Jesus can heal our wounds.
Wow.
And we went through three villages in southern Ukraine in the oblast of Mykolaivska. And we went to a village called Mihia, where there's been evangelism work happening for about a year now. And they have about 150 people who regularly attend mm-hmm. Christian services there. The Orthodox Church lost so much of their following that the priest left the village.
Oh, wow. So you were saying that typically in the villages that you visited, there's a high level of alcohol dependency and brokenness.
Just in general, throughout Ukraine, definitely a lot of people who don't go to church typically have a lot of problems with alcohol or other problems.
So in your clinic, what kind of medical conditions are you handling, like on a given day?
Most of the people would come in because they haven't been able to see a doctor
okay.
in a while.
Yeah.
And they come in just to get checkups, or they have something that's been bothering them. Mm-hmm. There's actually a really cool story from so in Vysotsk, which was another village we went to, this lady came and she had a problem with her leg. She had like a bump there, and she's been seeing doctors for I don't know how long, and everyone just gives her pain medications and it doesn't help, and the problem's not going away. She comes to our clinic, she gets referred to an ultrasound, and the doctor doing the ultrasound several years ago on another trip with this mission, this doctor from, I think he's from Kiev, I'm not too sure though, he's a specialist, and he rarely will call anyone to come check this out.
Right.
He will teach you if you come to him, but doesn't go and get you.
Okay.
As he went and got this doctor, said, hey, come look at this. And he showed her a rare type of tumor.
Wow.
And so years later, here at this clinic, this lady comes to her. She takes the ultrasound, and she knows right away what it is. Oh. And it's this super rare form of tumor that no one would know unless they've seen it before.
Gosh.
And we were talking about it when we were sharing testimonies, like how amazing it is that God knew in advance that this lady would come, and it would be a Christian doctor that would tell her her diagnosis and get her the answers she needed.
Amazing, amazing. Wow. And so you were saying that you were in one village, let me just see if I can remember, and there were like 9 people going to the Orthodox church.
Lepeteja.
And then other than that, there was no Christian church or anything going on in that.
Yeah, that village, there's pretty much, there were no believers. There was about 10 people who attended a home church, and the priest is pretty elderly and sickly. And those few people that attended are very concerned about what's going to happen with them. And it sounds actually like that priest actually reads the Bible and explains it to them the way a Protestant minister would. And so those people had pretty good faith.
So they did have some foundational teaching in their lives. Yes. Cool.
And when we went to that village, we were greeted very welcomely. And we had about 20 people at the end at our closing service who accepted Christ. And even more
were
asking for Bibles. There were children asking for Bibles, like 10, 12-year-old boys that sat through the whole service, which is, you know, it's like a Christian service, church service. And they listened, and at the end they asked for Bibles.
And was this like completely new to them, that whole experience?
This was the first Christian Protestant evangelism service in that village.
Wow. And how do you kind of pitch it? Do you go in there and say, oh, da-da-da-da, we're Christians, we're going to fix all your troubles and make you happy? Or
so the first when we first arrived to that town, our leader Miroslav Lovatsky, he got us together and he said, you know, we don't know, like, look, there's no Christians here. We have to be careful. We have to kind of treat this a little differently than we're used to. We can't dive in right away. Like, this is how a Christian should live, or this is, you can't dive into the deep stuff right away, but just slowly, you know, if they ask questions, answer the questions, be a light. Our goal there was...
Oh, Paul, sorry.
It's yes, sir.
What? Oh,
oh, cool. Well, he's our friend. He's just gone by in his armored vehicle. Svetoslav. I was in Bakhmut with Svetoslav in December. Anyways.
Yeah, so our goal there was just, you know, to serve, to show the love of Christ, and see what would happen, see where God would lead. And, you know, when people ask me, who are you guys? Why are you guys so amazing?
Or they notice.
They noticed the difference. They said, our doctors are not like this. Or they said, they would say things like, I wish all doctors were like this.
How lovely. Yeah.
Or if we go to the hospital, people treat us so differently.
Yeah.
One lady told me, oh, I love how you treated my mother. It's like, it hurts me so much when she goes to the other hospital. And, you know, they're so rude to her. Yeah, and she's elderly. And she won't say anything. She'll just go home and cry about it.
Oh.
And I said, well, you know, we are Christians. We love Jesus. And that is why we have a different attitude. And
that's so
it's
cool.
It's just pointing it back to Christ.
I love that they can see it. They sense something different. Yeah.
That these people are here to serve, to love on them. And the fact that everything is free actually
gets
used later in our closing service.
Okay.
When they say, you know, there's nothing free. Everything gets paid for, just like our sin got paid for.
That's so cool. What a great message. So you would be there for 2 days, and then on the last day, you invite people to come to a service to close out the mission.
Yes. So we, throughout our clinic, we'll tell people, you know, you can come on our last day at this time, and we'll have a closing service or a closing ceremony.
Yeah.
And people come, and whoever wants basically comes and listens, and it's an evangelism opportunity where gospel message gets
shared. So you make it as clear as you possibly can then while you're there?
Yes.
Yeah. So just how many times have you been since the invasion to... how many times have you been to Ukraine?
Only 2 times. This is my second time.
And you're doing an amazing job. You're working with amazing volunteers. What is the kind of takeaway for you when you leave? What are the kind of thoughts that fill your mind about the current situation here in this country?
I love how God is using this terrible situation for His glory. That's the biggest thing. I come home and I just have so much to share, and I tell my friends and younger people and older people, like, you guys, I wish you could see what God is doing in Ukraine, because it's amazing, and I love being here. My family couldn't understand why I wanted to come back here.
Yeah.
They said, why? You're crazy. It's dangerous. We're going to be worried about you. And I said, but you don't know what it's like to constantly be surrounded by these young people who are passionate about Christ.
It's so inspiring, isn't it?
It's very inspiring.
Yeah. And did you say to them, America's dangerous? Don't you read the news?
I tell them, I'm like, hey, if it's God's will for me to die, I'm going to die here.
Come
regardless
on.
Of if I go anywhere.
Yeah.
So nothing happens apart from the will of God. So.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, Victoria, thank you so much. Do you have any message you'd like to give to people at home or wherever they're listening to this? Any particular message that you want to share? This is your moment.
Yeah, just thank you, everyone who supports Ukraine. Thank you for your prayers. Keep holding Ukraine in your prayers and the people of Ukraine. And just through everything that's been happening here, it's a good reminder that no matter how dire the situation in our life is, God is doing something there. And everything works for the good of those who love Jesus Christ.
Awesome. Great job. Thank you so much. If you've enjoyed this podcast, that's brilliant. That's exactly what I hope for. Please do share it, like it, pass it on, get it out there. Thank you so much. Have an amazing day.